Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box. 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Oh, goodness, Andrew. We had to do an emergency podcast. That is the breaking news siren. It is the biggest, baddest, most nuclear breaking news siren. Simon, in the history of this podcast, Andrew, tell the people what happened.
Well, you can be my proof, Ralph. But I'd heard rumors and hints of this last night, and I was texting you about it. And I wasn't gonna come out with it or burn a source or try to outscoop anyone. Well, but I had a feeling this might be coming.
Yeah, you texted me last night, and I like spit up my beer when I was drinking. You were like, the Saints are going to start Taysom Hill at quarterback. And I was like, what the fuck? And you went back and forth, and you're like, look, I got sources, and I feel really good about it, but I'm not 100%. And look, breaking news is not our bag here at the Saints Happy Hour, but that's it, man. Taysom Hill, he's starting at quarterback.
And I told you it was like, not only is he starting, he's taking all of the snaps.
He's taking all the snaps. Jameis is on the sideline. Like, the Saints are rolling with Taysom Hill.
Here's the thing. So, media is, like, coming fast and furious today. And Nick Underhill was kind of the first. He was the first to kind of drop hints last night. And then, this morning. And then
Ian Rappaport.
Then, you know, then you have Ian Rappaport, and then you have Schefter. And now Diane Russini, and I know Diane Russini has a direct line to Sean Payton. So
she's number one in the power rankings for all Saints news.
Yeah, she has a direct line into Payton, and she came out and posted that basically there is a situation where Jameis Winston is not going to see any snaps. It's all Taysom Hill. He's the starter. They're going to go with him. Now, I will say if there's one thing Sean Payton loves, it's the fuck with the media. And so I think that's the last thing. And it's one thing to have a game plan. It's one thing to go into a game and say, this is the way it's going to be. We know that game plans get thrown out the window after 2 plays sometimes. So, you know, I wouldn't take it as Bible that Jameis Winston definitely will not play. You know, if Taysom Hill's awful, Taysom Hill gets hurt, if Taysom Hill – if a play's not working or the game plan, like, they may just say at halftime, all right, Jameis, you're going in. You know, so, like, things can change on a dime. And I think I'm sure Sean Payton on some level wants to prep Atlanta for one thing, and then he might throw a curveball at him. He may throw Taysom Hill out there for one play and then just be like, just kidding, now that he's got the start, we're going with Jameis. So my only point there is stay vigilant. And yet, yes, it does look like, at least for now, Taysom Hill is the guy.
And listen, you know, they've been saying all along, look, we believe in Taysom. We think he can start. And the rest of the world is like, you're fucking insane.
They paid him. He's
31. He's not a starting quarterback. They don't have the history of starting quarterbacks in the NFL that don't play in the NFL and are good at 29 or older. The list is Roger Staubach and Kurt Warner. That's the fucking list, okay? So, like, but they've been saying it. We just haven't believed them because the Saints lie to us all the time about everything. We just haven't believed them. But it's true. And listen, I don't know how it's going to go Sunday. I think the variance with Taysom Hill is way wider than Jameis. Like, I think Jameis, he could have been great or he could have been Jameis. And even Jameis, when he's full Jameis, is still like a mix of great and bad and everything, right? Taysom Hill, his variance is off the charts of what it could be. It could be amazing. It could be Tim Tebow 2.0, where they're like, dude, this isn't going to go. We gotta put in Jameis at halftime. Like, the variance of it, Andrew, is wide.
Yeah, and we're surprised, but we shouldn't be. Again, you know, they spent money on Taysom Hill. Sean Payton believes in him, and that's really all that matters. He's the head coach. He believes in the player, and he's going to do what he thinks is best. My big thing, and I knew that all along, my big thing was, can they fast-track a game plan in an offense around Taysom Hill that they feel confident in with 1 week, when it's been the Drew Brees offense all year? So that was my only thing where I could see Jameis starting, because they were like, Taysom can't run the Drew Brees offense. So, but obviously they feel good about the game plan that they have and what Taysom's going to do. And Ralph, I'll just say this. It really, like, what people on Twitter think, what Saints fans think, what national media think, what nerds think about, you know, Taysom Hill's usage and all that, like, none of that matters. Sean Payton, what he believes, he's the head coach, and he believes in Taysom Hill. Period. End of story. And if he believes that Taysom Hill gives them their best chance to beat the Falcons on Sunday, then he's going to start them. And it really, all of that other noise, it doesn't matter.
The wait is finally over. Football is in full effect, with many teams strutting their stuff early. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Here's the thing about Sean Payton. Is he has proved over 15 years. We've seen three, and we said this on the podcast yesterday, we've seen three different varieties of Saints offense. 2006, 2007, before the Saints had full confidence that Brees was back, they were a run-based offense in 2006 that made the NFC Championship game, right? And then they went into the Brees God mode offense from like late 2007, 2008 to like 2016, right? It was, or 15, right? It was Drew Brees is the fucking man, and he can make all the throws, and our defense is trash. Drew, go be a superhero. And now it's, hey, Drew, don't turn the ball over. Throw your five-yard passes. Lean a little bit on the defense. We got awesome special teams. Let's do it. Those are three distinct kinds of offense. You don't see coaches do that a lot. Even Bill Belichick, as chameleon as he is, it's mostly defense and other things. Like, Andy Reid, he's basically run his same offense. He just does it with different quarterbacks, and Pat Mahomes is able to elevate it to a completely different level. But Sean Payton has proved he evolved, and he likes to evolve. Like, he's one of those dudes, he's like a tinkerer, right? He likes to tinker in the garage and do weird, crazy shit because he loves football, and it gets his, like, juices flowing or whatever. The other thing I will say that concerns me about this Taysom starting is he's never started an NFL game. So he's going to have nerves that I believe Jameis wouldn't have. Like, Jameis would have been like, I've done this for 5 years, right? This is cool. I'm used to it. Taysom, I don't know. And
That's a good point.
The one time we saw Taysom start a game for the Saints in the preseason, he was fucking terrible for like a long stretch of it, and he looked like a guy that was nervous. So if he got nervous in the preseason game, I'm concerned that he's going to be a little fucking nervous to start this game.
Well, I hear you on that, Ralph, but I will say it's not like a backup that's been sitting on the bench for years waiting for his turn. He's been in games. He's been in playoff games. He's he's had assignments, he's had the ball in his hands in games with the highest of stakes. So I kind of would say it's akin to like Zach Strief, who for years was tackle eligible and would come in. And I remember him saying on this podcast, and I remember him telling me, that was huge for me. Because, like, eventually he got his first start, and he was like, yeah, it was my first start, but I was on the field. I was absorbing the speed of the game.
Yeah.
I was able to get reps and just see what it felt like to have fans screaming when you're on the road and all that. And he's like, by the time I got to be a starter, I was ready because I had those experiences. And so I just want to say, yes, it's his first start, but it's different from just some guy that's been sitting on the bench waiting for his turn. He hasn't been on the bench. So I think that's important, first of all. But secondly, I just think when it comes to Taysom Hill, I don't know that Jameis not being scared, like, maybe he should be more scared of throwing picks, you know? that's the thing. Like, he's got a big turnover issue, so maybe he should be a little more nervous. But I, for my own curiosity, Ralph, I think the ceiling for this is the Baltimore offense, and
that's right.
What Lamar Jackson is doing, and I think this offense with Taysom Hill could be like that. I don't expect it to be like that with Taysom Hill's first start, but
it's going to be so fun, and it could
go down in flames. I think we all know that. We know that's a possibility, but I am so excited.
It could go down in flames, but you know what, Andrew? I think it's going to be somewhere between Tim Tebow and Lamar Jackson. Like, that's the range of it. But, I mean, listen, Tim Tebow, he won a playoff game. He won a division. Granted, they were 8-8.
But you realize you just said, like, that's the variance between Pro Bowl quality and one of the worst quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Well, I mean, it is. But Tebow was fun, and Tebow won games because he would go 6-for-19 but run for 75 yards. And
Tebow won games because his defense was otherworldly. I mean, that same defense dragged Peyton Manning's corpse to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But remember,
you know, Taysom Hill does not have that defense, but Taysom Hill can actually throw the ball. I know people bang on him for his accuracy and his processing, but Tim Tebow legit could not make NFL throws. He could not physically do it. Taysom Hill absolutely can.
The question for me with Taysom is, and you sold me on this. I was worried about his accuracy, but you sold me on it. You blistered me on Twitter and on a podcast. You're like, look, his accuracy in college is good enough. My concern with him is he has the Teddy Bridgewater doesn't pull the trigger itis. And it's even worse than Teddy, because Teddy would be like, maybe not pull the trigger on the deep throw, but throw the check down. Like, Taysom, like, waits, and then he's like, I'll just run. So, like, that concerns me a little bit, but I don't care. Like, this is going to be amazing. I kind of wish it didn't happen against the Falcons, because if it goes badly, like, the Falcons fans are going to rub our face in it. But whatever. You gotta live a little.
YOLO, baby. YOLO.
I mean, and listen, the thing is, if it works, if the Taysom Hill experiment works, and he's good or good enough for 4 weeks, like, they already got him on the contract for next year. And $11 million for a gadget player is excessive. $11 million for your starting quarterback is like having him for free almost. Not quite, but it's like, you know.
Half the rate. Yeah.
Half
or
the,
less.
Like,
less than
or
half.
Less than half the going rate of like an average. Because an average starting quarterback makes $21.5 million. So, like, that's like half – that's like getting a starting quarterback at half the rate. So, this is potentially huge for the Saints. And almost – listen, if Taysom Hill works, it not only affects the Saints as they'll have their quarterback for next year, it can alleviate a lot of their cap issues, right? Because they can be like, oh, we got a quarterback at $10 million. Hey, Taysom, you want to do an extension? Maybe after playing four games, maybe we don't pay you $20 million because you're 31. And, like, it can – help cure all Loomis's cap issues, right? So you, as a Saints fan, you want it to work to Sunday because you want him to win. You want him to keep winning. But long-term, you want it to work almost Taysom working is better for the Saints in this window of this good team because it'll allow them maybe to keep it together. But what's your thoughts as we get out of here, Andrew? What's your thoughts on how it's going to look and how he's going to play?
My favorite part about this is that Raheem Morris is reading these tweets right now, and he's just going, oh fuck. So that's my favorite part because it's like we've only studied like five plays they run with Taysom. What the hell else are they going to run with him?
Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. This revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you use on your balls. That's just nasty. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, I am thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help you set the mood, if you know what I mean. The perfect package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to Manscaped, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
You know, so I that's my favorite part.
Man.
I mean, I'm not expecting Taysom Hill to light the world on fire. You know, I'm not expecting 100 yards rushing and 400 yards passing. You know, I'm not expecting, like, some insane stat line. And I think, you know, it's going to be up and down. But the thing about him is, you know, he can drop back to pass and rip off a 25-yard run, you know. And I think if you've got a guy that ends up having to be a spy on him, then that creates – you know, over the middle of the field, potentially. Like, let's say Deion Jones has to be a spy. All of a sudden, over the middle of the field, you've got less coverage. And yeah. Maybe it's Kamara, maybe it's Jared Cook, maybe it's Michael Thomas, but somebody's wide open.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah.
And so he's going to have to make those throws. There's going to be throws where guys are wide open, and at times he's going to hit those and it's going to be a 30-yard gain, and at times it's going to be a poor throw and it's going to be incomplete and you're going to pull your hair out, you know? Yeah. And so that's going to be the Taysom Hill experience, but it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome. The one thing for him is ball security. He's been fumbling this year. He's got to secure the ball. They got to limit turnovers, but any quarterback has to do that. And I'll say this, you know, the one thing with Atlanta is maybe, you know, maybe possibly with the game plan, they were like, hey, we're going to get Winston. We're going to try to confuse Jameis with coverages and things, and maybe he doesn't know the Saints playbook extensively. We're going to try to confuse him with blitzes, and they can do that with Taysom. But the thing with Taysom is if he goes to the line and he's like, oh, motherfucker, are they coming from here? Are they coming from there? He can just be like, fuck it, gonna take off and run. And like, I'll take off and run, and then I'll figure it out again. I'll figure out the coverage next play. So, like, it can be this is potentially the most fun Saints Twitter game day experience of our entire lives. Like, I cannot wait for this. And oh, by the way, we made this podcast free, but people, you're on Patreon because it's free. Sign the hell up for this part. We have the greatest podcast in the world for the Saints. Andrew, do you know how many pieces of content we did this week? This is our 15th piece of content this week. You get it all for $10. You're making money signing up for this podcast, and we're the most fun. So what? What else? So happy Friday, everybody! It's Taysom time, Andrew, and we see you Sunday after the game.